Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Henry. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Henry. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Smith reaches second base with a double. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is hit by the pitch. Avila moves to second. Bill Glenn pinch runs for Luke Easter. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila scores. Glenn moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Glenn moves to third. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Glenn scores. Westlake moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Strickland reaches second base with a double. Westlake scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Sid Hudson now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Glenn now playing first base. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goodman scores. Evers moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Umflett reaches second base with a double. Evers scores. White goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Indians. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops it up and throws to first, with wing covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon strikes out. One out. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. White reaches second base with a double. Evers goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 4, Red Sox, 4. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Umflett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 0-1 in the game. LePon hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0-1 in the game. Hudson hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-1 in the game. Glenn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-2 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Westlake hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-2 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-2 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson pinch hits for Bob Kennedy. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson strikes out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Simpson now playing right field. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. White hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Umflett strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Al Smith. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Avila for the out. Mitchell moves to second. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Larry Doby pinch hits for Wally Westlake. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Mitchell now playing left field. Larry Doby now playing center field. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lapon strikes out. One out. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hudson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simpson for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Tipton now catching. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. White reaches second base with a double. There goes Kell trying to get to home. Dobie throws the ball into Strickland, who relays the ball to Tipton, who tags Kell, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for early win. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Owen Friend pinch runs for Joe Ginsburg. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Friend moves to second. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.